There are two reasons for this. The first one is PNG needs to have a more competitive economy to deal with its balance of payments crisis. So if the kina depreciates, the PNG economy becomes more competitive. In the same way as in Australia, when the Australian dollar depreciates, Australian farmers find it more competitive to export, as do other service providers in Australia. So depreciation helps competitiveness.
You say PNG could save billions of kina if it devalues its currency before signing up for the planned sovereign bond issue. Why?
And that's the other really important sort of reason why they should depreciate now. Essentially, if they're getting a sovereign bond in a foreign currency, they're looking for US dollars. If they depreciate now, it means they get more kina for every single US dollar. And so if they go out on current exchange rates, $1 billion US dollars sovereign bond will get them about 3 billion kinas. If they depreciate now to probably a more realistic market level, they'll get 5 billion kina. So that's 2 billion kina extra by depreciating now.
The foreign currency shortage is the biggest impediment to business at the moment in Papua New Guinea. To what extent will the sovereign bond issue help with that?
It'll be very important in terms of this billion US dollars will become available as part of PNG's foreign exchange. And that'll provide more flexibility for the central bank in Papua New Guinea to distribute this foreign exchange to the businesses that need it to pay for their imports.
The sovereign bond issue will be quite expensive. Just how expensive and what risks does it pose for ordinary Papua New Guineans?
There are two main costs of any sovereign bond. One is the direct interest cost. A sovereign bond will actually be slightly cheaper than their borrowings on the domestic market. The big risk with the sovereign bond, though, is what's called the foreign exchange risk. If they don't depreciate now, they're likely to face an extra 15% in cost per year over the next 3 years by not depreciating. So the cost of the bond could be 25% per year. If they depreciate now, the cost of the bond would be more equivalent to 10 or 11% based on Mongolia's recent experience.
There are both winners and losers from a lower kina. Who wins and who loses if the kina is substantially devalued?
That's right. There are big distributional implications. So if the kina is devalued, it means it's more competitive. Exporters in PNG gain. So rural areas, those millions of households in PNG in the highlands that produce coffee and cocoa, they'll be big winners. Losers, though, are those who are, let's say, based in urban centres such as Port Moresby, where they import a lot of food. Their food costs will go up. So they'll be losers. If you're a foreign investor, it becomes cheaper now to invest in PNG. So one would expect that foreign investment in PNG would increase. If you're someone in PNG who wants to move your assets outside of PNG, such as to purchase a house in Singapore, you become a loser.
The money from the sovereign bond issue will go into the PNG budget. What needs to be done to make sure that it is used well?
Well, obviously, if this money comes in, it shouldn't be used for something such as another purchase of oil search shares. It has to be invested, number one, in the priorities of health and education to improve the cash flow in those areas. PNG also has to deal with some problems it has in the balance of its debt. So it's got too much short-term debt, not enough long-term debt domestically. So they've got some portfolio financing restructuring to do too. But the focus should be fixing the cash flow on health and education.